Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and we're joined today by Megan Sir with Marion County Democrats, and we're talking about a public education conversation. Wednesday evening, is that right, Megan?
That's right. Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be hosting a public education conversation at Knoxville Middle School Auditorium. And this is open to the public, teachers, administrators, parents, community members, school board members, anyone who's interested in public education and the legislation that impacts public schools should attend this meeting on Wednesday night.
What would you say is the most important topic or item that is on the agenda for the evening?
Well, I think we'll hear that the most important topic and agenda item from the public school system is the funding sources. As far as the state goes, our number one obligation is education. And because the majority of students in Iowa go through public schools, those are funded by state legislature. And there's been some concerns and some problems with getting the funding approved, like it typically happens year to year. Also, there's been some new developments in teacher leadership, compensation, and mentoring. The Iowa core curriculum, teachers are used to that. You might hear a question about that from parents, but our schools are on board with the Iowa core, and most teachers are as well, so I'm not sure that we'll spend a lot of time on that. Some of the new legislation that is coming down is the dyslexia bill, and I believe that passed both the House and the Senate recently, and that will impact our schools as well. And that's relatively new, so I think we'll hear some about that. Representative Sharon Steckman ran that bill in this House, and she will be one of our guests, so we'll hear that about that.
Be a question and answer type session.
Yeah, they're going to give us kind of what's been going on at the State House as far as public education is concerned, and then there'll be time for question and answers. Okay. We have promoted this throughout Marion County at all of the public schools because this specifically is concerning to public schools. So we've promoted this throughout all of the schools and hope to have a really nice turnout.
Sure.
It impacts every family that has kids in school as well as our community. The schools, public school systems, are the backbone of our community, mm-hmm. and they are actually our future. And when we don't invest and we don't appropriate the funding that needs to happen for our public education system, it impacts all of us.
When you were talking about the funding, I think if anybody's seen the flyers, it says our state supplemental aid is $1,500 below the national average.
That's correct. And it used to be that Iowa was number one in funding education as well as the education that we were given as children. That's not the case anymore. We are $1,500 below the national average per pupil in student funding. We have not had an adjustment towards the per pupil funding for a while. This is something that has been debated in the House and the Senate for a couple of years. Last year they funded it. This year they don't want to fund it. And this is something that has to be set, is required by law to be set by 30 days after the governor's budget is released. And House Republicans right now are refusing to set that number. They want to just do it every 2 years. Their position that we've heard stated from our representative is that it would be irresponsible to tell them what number they would get right now because we're not sure what the budget will look like next year. However, in all other state budgets, they're on a 2-year plan. So education absolutely should be the same. Our schools need to plan. Contracts are supposed to go out in April. Last year, it was still June 30th, and we didn't have a number for the schools. So there were some layoffs. There were a lot of turnover in the school. The school had to make cuts. We're already seeing in other school districts a lot of cuts where those jobs are not being replaced. We're seeing some in our school districts locally, but not at the high rate that many of the larger schools are having to cut. When we cut funding, we have to cut our expenses on our teaching staff and what we can do at our schools. We have Representative Sharon Steckman from Mason City, who's now retired. She taught at Mason City for, I believe, 28 years. And then State Senator Todd Bowman coming from Maquoketa. He is an active school teacher in the Maquoketa School District. Combined, they have nearly 50 years of teaching experience, and they are in the legislature working on education committees. So everything public ed, even private and homeschool, that goes through their committees. And that's why we're choosing to bring those legislators here to our community to share more information with us.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time today.
Thanks so much, Karen.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Megan Sir with Marion County Democrats, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.